Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I am worried that the U.S. government may succeed sooner rather than later at the destruction of the U.S. dollar. Since the Federal Reserve Bank was established 105 years ago, the value of the U.S. dollar has fallen more than 98% against an ounce of gold. Most of this decline occurred after then-President Nixon closed the gold exchange window in August 1971. This process had previously allowed foreign central banks to repatriate Federal Reserve notes and Treasury debt to the U.S. government and receive an ounce of gold at the rate of $35 per ounce. One of the major underpinnings of the U.S. dollar over the following decades was that 100% of all oil transactions worldwide were priced and paid in U.S. dollars. To facilitate this commerce, foreign governments, central banks, and businesses were forced to acquire massive quantity of dollars, perhaps totaling $12 trillion. These dollars held in foreign hands effectively constituted an interest-free or low-cost way for the U.S. government to finance massive budget deficits. It used to be that 90% of all international commerce was priced in dollars. That is now down to 60% and is still falling. That decline in international use may now accelerate. When President Trump announced that the U.S. would withdraw from the multinational agreement with Iran on its nuclear program, he also added that additional sanctions would be imposed on that nation and other countries that continued to trade with it. Such a move is almost certain to backfire, especially with respect to China and Europe. China is the world's largest importer of oil. It is almost certain to continue to import oil from Iran. But it now has an opening to insist that all its oil transactions from every global supplier be priced in Chinese yuan rather than dollars. Such a move may result in trillions of now excess dollars being repatriated to the U.S. Treasury to be redeemed for goods and services and ownership in U.S. businesses and real estate. This could quickly reverse the recent strength of the dollar, reducing America's standard of living. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.